Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, Adventure Coteers. It's me, Mark Gagliardi, your favorite work juice player. It was a real treat seeing so many of you at our live show, and we hope you're enjoying these podcast episodes, which came from that really fun show. We especially love that so many of you joined us for the pre-show and post-show games and fun arounds. Now, if you missed out on those or you want to watch them again, we've got great news for you. That video content is available exclusively on our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour and become a supporter. The Patreon is full of fun, exclusive content. You'll have access to our complete podcast catalog, which isn't available anywhere else, as well as bonus podcast episodes like never-released early shows, panel conversations, and lots more. You'll also get first crack at live show tickets and more goodies. We really appreciate your support, and indeed, it's through your support that the show continues to exist at all. So go to patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour to pledge only $5 per month to access everything that the Work Juice Corporation has to offer.
Look in the distance above the horizon. Is that a lightning bolt?
No!
Is it some sort of shooting star or comet?
No!
It's Captain Laserbeam!
Yes!
Who's got the science of 100 lasers? Who is Captain Laserbeam? What gives him power? Is it all those lasers? Who is Captain Laserbeam? He will be right on time. Anytime a criminal finds a crime, cause he's hand in glove with the laser beams, he is the captain of. Who's that dispensing justice via lasers? Who is Captain Laserbeam? Where did he get his name? That's right, lasers. Who is Captain Laser?
Salutations, Junior Adventure Coteers, and welcome again to legendary Apex City, home to that high-flying scion of science, Captain Laserbeam. Tonight's episode, Holiday Cheer. We begin at the annual holiday party at the Adventure Coteer Club.
Merry Christmas to you, Philip Fathom. Love the holiday sweater. The jingle bell necklace really completes the look. But do those bells not jingle?
I disarmed them.
That doesn't sound very merry.
You know what else isn't merry? Crime! Which I can't combat if villains are alerted to my presence.
Did somebody say presence?
Not the way you mean!
Oh, more like you're mean.
More like I'm direct.
Well, if it isn't Adventure Coteers, Douglas and Kristen. Hello, kids.
Captain Laserbeam!
Captain Laserbeam.
Just what jolliness lurks, my young chums? Was the fire marshal paid off to turn a blind eye to the town square chestnut roast?
Better!
Did the tinsel shortage abate just in time?
Better!
Stop! You'll never guess. It's time to ride the white elephant. Yippee.
Philip Fathom, I never took you, the sea's most vigilant vigilante, to go in for a party with so many rules.
I love Christmas more than anything. Only a fool doesn't believe in the magic of Christmas.
Then I guess I'm a fool. No one's arguing? Okay. I don't hate Christmas per se, but as a science-based hero, I must point out that magic in any form is not but children's hooey.
I love hooey. Let's start.
Let the hooey begin. As all hooeys do, with the rules.
Everyone brought a wrapped gift. And the first person opens one. Then the next person can either steal that gift or take another wrapped one, but they don't know what it's gonna be.
Don't they? That purple wrapped box is a scented candle in the shape of a white elephant, in the scent of an African forest elephant. Very clever, Douglas.
Oh, thanks, Philip Fathom, but
that box is a bomb.
I'll take care of it!
It was a bath bomb. Gingerbread scented, along with other holiday-themed bath products, including a Christmas tree-shaped loofah.
Well, thank goodness that's been destroyed, then. Baths are for children.
Well, maybe it'd be cool
that
if
box is a framed picture of all the Adventure Kateers. Sweet. And that giant box has a coffee shop gift card. Lazy. I'll take it. That was fun. Merry Christmas!
Leaping laser beams! It's the Adventure Kateer distress call!
But we're all here.
The clubhouse has had a security breach in that room over there! So long and away!
Captain Laserbeam takes one step faster than 1,000 hummingbirds to the room next to this one.
Great Caesar's greetings! Someone has left an avalanche of suspicious packages by the clubhouse fireplace!
Yay!
No! Boo! The presence of these presents means that someone evaded the clubhouse countermeasures.
And I bet it's the same someone who ate the cookies I left!
Look! Soot footprints!
Boots. Size 9. Soot from inside the clubhouse fireplace.
Do you...
Yes.
No individual fireplace...
Yes. Site?
By taste?
Of course I do.
Why?
Because I fight crime.
I fight crime, too. My laser scan backs up Philip Fathom's assessment. So.
What laser scan?
You should sweep that soot up, Douglas.
Me? Why me?
Because I spent all day baking and decorating while you worked on your Christmas list.
Hey, if I don't make a Christmas list, how will anyone know that I want an official Captain Laserbeam Laser Action 200 Laser Range Model Air Laser?
Those are for 15 and older. You'll laser your eye out.
Kristen is right, Douglas. I blasted a laser right into my eye the first time I got a laser. It fixed my astigmatism. There was no falling back out of love with lasers then.
Wait, what's the lesson there?
Now, back to the mystery of who broke into the clubhouse and left these packages.
It's not a mystery.
Was it Ivana Hippopotamus with her unreasonable demands for destruction?
No, nor was it Manger Danger, nor Chris Kringle. It was the champion of the chimney. The hero of the hearth. It was Santa Claus Man.
Santa Claus Man? I thought he was a myth. Like you, Philip Fathom, when I first heard about you.
Oh, Santa Man Claus. Santa Claus Man. Thanks. Thanks, Kristen.
I'm here for you.
He exists.
He not just exists. He delivers presents and justice to good kids and bad criminals,
yeah, respectively. Yeah, they say that even though all of Earth is his turf, that his Santa Claus cave is just south of Apex City in North Polopolis.
I thought he only worked one night a year, but it's Christmas Eve day, and he's left these gifts.
Trespassed, you mean. I'd better have a chat with this Santa Claus Man.
Oh, please, please, don't mention us and jeopardize our presence.
I absolutely will! What if he escalates? What if he already has? I mean, he's already expanded his hours. He's stuck into an impenetrable sanctuary and left what, for all we know, could be the most dangerous games?
These presents aren't dangerous. That one's a difficult bake oven.
Just because he obeys mail now doesn't mean he's not potential menace later.
You're just mad because he ate cookies you intended to eat.
I'm gonna talk to Santa Claus Man, and then I'll know if he's bad or good, and if I need to jail him for the sake of goodness. So long, and away!
Meanwhile, deep in Santa Claus Man's underground workshop in the heart of North Polopolis.
Gather round. Elves of the night, as we bring our year-long preparations to fruition. Tonight, under cover of nose light, we shall deliver...
Peace. Yes.
Love.
Presents.
Yes. Tonight, we strike fellowship into the hearts of all mankind. Whoa, ho, ho, ho.
When crime appears upon the scene, so does Captain Laserbeam!
Captain Laserbeam!
Here to ring your bell, you red-suited evildoer. I know that you've been naughty.
I'm nice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If you're so nice, then what is this?
It's an official Captain Laserbeam Laser Action 200 Laser Range Model Air Laser.
It looks like a weapon.
Exactly like a weapon, yes.
It's straight from our list. Do you want to see the list? I assure you, it has been double-checked already.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The only thing I want to see is justice.
Ho, ho, nope.
You dodged my lasers! Just by touching your nose?
I felt my Santa sense jingling. And now, Captain Laserbeam... I've got something for you.
No!
Inside this box is exactly what you deserve.
Keep that death trap away from me, old man!
It's no death trap. If anything, it's a mirth trap. No, that's not it. It's close. I'll find it. All right, that's not important. What is important is that this box is full of Christmas cheer.
Ah! No! Please! Arm tingling. And? Heart growing.
Yes?
One size.
That's right. I don't always bring people what they ask for.
Two sizes.
Yep.
Hurts so bad.
So bad.
Against my sternum.
But I do always bring them what they need.
Make it stop.
No.
Three sizes.
Okay.
Too much. Heart could explode. Must stop it. But how?
Did somebody say presents? Presents. Presents.
Memory of Adventure Gateers. Helping. But Douglas is, as ever, just not enough.
Ouch.
Imagining Douglas's wounded pride helping a little, but not enough.
Those are for 15 and older. Older.
Memory of Kristen, a lateral move. She's usually so helpful. Need more.
You're just mad because he ate your cookies. Cookies. Oh, yeah.
Memory of Philip Fathom is correct. Those were my cookies!
What? No, you've broken from my gift trap. Impossible!
Nothing's impossible to Captain Laserbeam except giving up. Now you'd better watch out, Santa Claus man, because every time a bell rings, a captain's freeze laser zings!
Freeze laser? Oh! Temperatures at Nofoopolis seldom rise above frosty. Plus, this suit is designed for sub-zero temperatures. Also, I've got this insulated face beard.
Well, if I can't freeze you, maybe I can deck your halls with a laser-fast laser punch!
You knocked out Santa Claus, man! You know how dangerous that is?
Make a hole, Captain Laserbeam. We need to help him. Clear!
He's just a jolly old man.
Was he, though? He committed a B&D.
To leave presents.
He stole cookies.
He was gifted cookies.
Did he even fight crime?
Of course he did.
Oh, yeah? Who were his villains?
He grapples with all of the winter holiday-themed villains.
Like who?
You want me to name them?
Yes! Name all of them.
Okay. There's the Jolly Good Felon, the Christmas Stalker, the Advent Challenger, the Fruitcake, the Time Traveler's Wife, Dr. Frankincense, the Murderer.
Rudolph the Blood-Soaked Paindeer, Julian Calendar, the Stocking Snuffer, the Ugly Sweater, the Christmas Safecracker, the Douche de Noel, St. Tricholas, the Bethlehem Burglar, the Hanukonda.
Is that all of them?
Of course not.
No. Go on then.
Judas Maccabee, the Regiftimator, the Three Scrooges, the Royal Tannenbaums, the Eight Crazy Knights with a K, the Falalala Larcenist,
Carol of the Hills, Grifter the Magi, the Big Man on Krampus,
done.
The Sugar Plum Scaries, the Vermin Mary, Eggnoggin, Big E Puddins, the the Decemberists, Boxing Dave.
Well, that's more than I thought there would be.
Crudy Garland. Bing Crosbow. Gimme Stewart. The Elf Defeatists.
Frosty the Con Man. Bad King Wenceslas.
Ooh.
The Damnation Army. The Gingerbread Man of Alcatraz.
The naughty list goes on and on and on.
We forgot the dreidel robber. Not to mention the good he's done in the past and continues to do in the present, which, thanks to the Dickens machine, we don't have to mention. Look.
Oh, my Christmas is past. Mommy and Daddy with their nog and toddies. The butler hanging stockings on all the fireplaces. And not getting the day off, which is why his wife left him. And now, my Christmas present. I'm just watching me watch myself. It's like when you put a mirror in front of a mirror. Neat! Your Dickens machine is a swell! But what of my Christmas future?
Why, that's up to you.
I didn't realize that Santa Claus Man did so much good.
Get me 30 cc's of sugar plums, stat!
Is there still time? There must be! What have I done? I'm so sorry! Hold on, Santa Claus Man, please! You can do it! I believe in you!
You're doing it, Captain Laserbeam! You're saving him!
Of course I am! I believe in you, Santa Claus Man! I believe in you!
Merry Christmas!
I did it! I saved Christmas!
You surely did, Captain Laserbeam. Thank you. Hearing that you believed in me is all that I needed.
I do believe in you, Santa Claus Man. Especially now that it's not as especially now that it's not an act of faith so much as an observed phenomenon no more unusual than any other superheroes that protect the streets and skies of Apex City, like Johann Sebastian Clock and his time-bending melodies.
Science or Christmas magic, who can know?
Science.
No way to tell.
It's science for sure.
Any magic sufficiently advanced looks exactly like science.
So the reindeer. Laser powered or what? I mean, that's how I do it.
Magic.
Okay, keep your secrets. Your science secrets.
So, I still have a lot of Christmas goodwill to spread, and I don't know, I think I might still be a little concussed.
Well, I tell you not to go to sleep, but you probably weren't going to do that tonight anyway.
No.
Maybe someone should go with you in your sleigh tonight, Santa Claus Man.
You know, I was thinking the very same thing.
A team up? Let me see. Let me see if I can move some things around. Between crime fighting and my secret identity, I keep a tight schedule, but...
But you killed me for a few minutes? You're lucky I'm only putting coal in your stocking.
Yeah, I was thinking there's probably someone...
Or someone's...
Who believed in you before, you know, tonight.
You know you're right, elves.
Philip Fathom?
Exactly. Philip Fathom loves Christmas more than anyone.
Not everyone.
I'll signal him with my secret... Oh, he's already here.
He's here. Yeah.
I didn't even hear you come in!
Stealth ball.
Ooh, stealth balls. That would be good for a silent night. I'm always worried about waking the kiddos.
I'll make you a set.
Would you like any particular presents in return, Philip Fathom?
My parents.
We should probably get going.
Yep. We will just be right here, I guess.
Yeah, same as every Christmas.
Yep.
Say, how would you like to come back to the Adventure Couture Clubhouse with me? I bet Douglas and Kristen would love to meet real Christmas elves.
Oh, we're not real Christmas elves. Yeah.
No, we were made into these creatures in a Christmas magic-bratory by Christmas magictists in white lab coats. I mean, Christmas magic lab coats.
What did you used to be?
I don't remember.
I don't remember anything before the endless Christmases.
And you never will. And we're off so long and away!
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Then that's another vile villain vanquished by the light-amplified adventurer, Captain Laserbeam. Until next time, sayonara, solid citizen.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.